We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Now, I want to talk to you this morning about something that concerns every man, woman, boy, and girl in the whole world, in the whole United States especially. I want to talk to you about something that Jesus Christ said, and I want to make an application of it to our situation here. You remember when the man came to Jesus and showed him a coin that had a superscription of Caesar on it and asked what he must do and so forth and so on. And Jesus said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ made it clear there that the man had a duty to his government. Palestine's on the heel of Rome, understand. And he couldn't approve of everything about the government of Rome. It was a cruel government in many ways. He couldn't approve everything about it. And yet the Lord said, now you live under, render to Caesar the things of Caesar, unto God the things of the gods. You know, that settled one thing for all time, and the Lord settled it. That duties in this world never conflict. I have a duty to my government, I have a duty to my God. I should discharge both of them. I have a duty to my family, I have a duty to my neighbor. I should discharge both of them. See? God Almighty fixed it. Now, man sometimes tries to change it, but God fixed it. Render to Caesar the things of Caesar, and God the things of the gods. Now, I won't talk to you about this morning. It's not exactly an evangelistic message, but we need to think. This is being recorded. It's going to be left here. And in the days to come, when I'm dead and gone, if the Lord tarries, I want my position left clear on a recording. It can be heard sometime, maybe your children or grandchildren, if the Lord tarries. Now, we live in America, in the most wonderful country in the world. There's never been any country like America, in all the history of the race. There's never been any country that God blessed and prospered in so short a time as He's blessed and prospered this country. But we are in great danger in this nation today. Great danger, greater than you imagine. Because it's a strange, subtle movement. It's clothed with what looks like light, and it's angelic in its appearance, but it's dangerous. Now, you saw down here, some of you in the paper, where in a certain southern city, I've referred to this before, by the way, in a certain southern city, there's an ordinance passed, and it was, of course, passed by the influence of the Ministerial Association in town. This ordinance was passed that no one could build a church or no group of people within the zoning part of the city without permit from the Ministerial Association. Now, that means that the Ministerial Association of that town is a dictatorial organization. It has power to say where a church should be located and power not. And the ordinance says they created religious dictatorship when they did that. They said, now, we turn that responsibility over to the Ministerial Association. Now, you know, down the ages, God has brought men into the field in the realm of religion that were known as freelancers. Wesley couldn't have operated under that kind of situation. Whitfield couldn't. Martin Luther couldn't. John Knox couldn't. The mighty, wonderful men of God that pioneered and gave us the things that are precious to many of us. If they'd have been bound by that sort of thing, you know, a church has a right to say whether a fellow can preach in it or not. They told Wesley that he couldn't preach in his church, wouldn't let him preach in his own church. He went out and stood on his father's tombstone and preached, but he had religious liberty. Now, a church has a right to say who can preach in, who can't preach in. That's the right of a church. There's no conflict there. I can say what I think about a church that takes that position against somebody that preaches the gospel. I've got a right to speak out according to our freedom of speech. But a church has a right to do that. Now, we live in America in the most wonderful setup the world ever knew. But we are in danger. We are in danger. I'm telling you now, and I want you good, plain folks to listen to me. We're not only fighting a spiritual battle out here at Bob Jones University, but we are fighting a battle to save this country, if the Lord tarries, in the years to come from ecclesiastical dictatorship. Now, the trend is that way. Oh, I know folks will say that's ridiculous. I know that. It is ridiculous. I'm telling you what's going on. Little by little, the thing's going on that way. Now, if you read the morning papers, you'll read about something over in Italy, see. Well, in Italy, they have the state government and they have the religious government. Now, I'm not criticizing either one of them. I'm just stating a fact and how problems come up. All right, this religious government and the state government, they're operating together, see. each with the government. One connect with the other. One's supposed to have certain liberties, other's supposed not to have certain liberties, see, do certain things. All right, there's a turmoil over there right now between church and state right now in Italy, see. And it's a serious situation. I'm not talking about the merits of the case. I'm not saying who's to blame, who isn't to blame. I have my own opinion about it. But I'm not saying who is to blame, who isn't to blame, because I'm not familiar with the details and all that. But I know what's flared up, and it's a problem. You might say it's atheistic, or it's infidel, or it's this, or it's that. Or you know what it is. I've been in a lot of those countries. I know something about them. They don't have the religious liberties most of those countries we have in America. There never has been a country like America. We have here the most wonderful nation in the world. We have freedom of speech, religious liberty. You have a right to go ahead and carry on your work as God calls you to do it. And what's going to happen to you? Well, you walk down the street and wave your arm around and you say, I'm exercising my personal liberty. All right, you are. But when your personal liberty interferes with my religious liberty, that's a different proposition, see? Now, that's what's happening in the danger we're facing today. Now, we have in America not only a strong Roman Catholic influence, but don't misunderstand, we have a strong, great Protestant leadership that's being built. That's eliminating some things, at least they don't dare, softening on some things that some of Bible-believing Christians stand for. And this great ecclesiastical dictatorship is going. Now, there's danger. Well, don't you fail to listen to me. There's danger. We're getting that all over America, more or less. A religious dictatorship is developing. Now, we've always had in America freedom and liberty and all that. A fellow would go out and some of the preachers would jump on him for running an independent proposition. They'd say something about that, you know, and criticize him for that. They might fight him and all that kind of situation. But they've never been able to stop people in America, see? They've never been able to stop people. You've had that in days gone by in this town where you had a wonderful dynamic personality that came in and built a great independent work. That's gone on all over the years. There's a man up in Akron, Ohio, who's built an independent church of 16,000 members. There's another one up in Detroit that's built one of over 16,000. One of our graduates is building Pontiac, Michigan, a church of over 3,000 members, a big school up there. These things are springing up in this country. Are a very wholesome thing in America. They're a very wholesome thing in America. And all down the ages, we've had a right to preserve and to keep the things that's made us what we are. Now listen just a minute. I'm an American. I say amen to the right of any preacher in this country to speak out against Bob Jones University if he wants to, and against me personally, publicly. I don't give any man the right to whisper things. Well, speak out publicly. As long as I have a right to go back and answer. But when you get an ecclesiastical dictatorship that's growing, and it's growing over this country. Now, I'm telling you, I'm putting you on notice. I won't be here to bother about it. We're going to get through. I've lived in glorious days. But that thing's working. Now, I've heard of two or three other towns where similar things are happening to one I've been referring to, where the ministerial association controls where people are to build churches, not the city, not the administration, not the government of the city. The ministerial association's in control. Now, ministerial association, a man might come down there, a man of God, and he might go downtown and want to put up a center down there. And he couldn't put up a center without he got the permit of the ministerial association. See? They control it. That's the loss of religious liberty. Now, the city government should say it shouldn't be built here because of traffic. That's all right. If the city would say that's a mistake to build here, it shouldn't be done. This is not a location. There isn't room here with the congestive traffic in this city. That's all right. It's all right for the city, in the interest of the public as a whole, to zone that property and say, now, we'd like to cooperate with you, but here's a different situation. But here's a ministerial association that's telling these people who may not be in the association, or may not be a member of the association, may have conscientious scruples about being in the association, telling them where they can build a church and where they can't build a church. Now, men and women, that's tragic. That's tragic. Now, that thing's going on in America. And you can sit back and take your ease and say everything's wonderful and lovely and sweet. I'm telling you that we're in danger in this country of an ecclesiastical dictatorship. Now, there are a great many good men that don't realize this, that are going along. They're good, sincere, honest men, but they don't see where they're headed. But some of us have been out a long time, been around a good evening, given a lot of study and research work. We know where they're headed. you're headed to the most tremendous religious control pressure in this nation. You're facing it right now. A big percentage of this agitation today, now I know what I'm going to say, because I've got to say it quickly, and make a note of it. A big percentage of this agitation, a big percentage of it, is religious agitation by religious liberals that hold dominant positions. It's not just a communistic sort of an agitation. It's a sort of a combination of the two. It's a religious agitation on the part of certain religious leaders, getting convention, pass a resolution, the fellows won't speak out, some of them. And they are all mixed up in the thing. And here we are tied up today with a movement that has great danger. Now, God has helped our forefathers hand down to us the greatest country in the world, the greatest privilege, the greatest liberty. And the most wonderful thing that ever happened to America was religious liberty, where there was no dictatorial religious bosses over the heads of people who could control by organization and machinery. They controlled, our forefathers did in the early days of America, by preaching the gospel and going out and standing up and preaching like Jonathan Edwards did in New England until revival broke out. Now render to Caesar the things of the Caesars and to God the things of the gods. Now let me say that. I'm speaking for your children and your grandchildren and for my grandchildren and for the great-grandchildren and what's on this country. Now you can watch your step. We are facing a great danger today. It's a danger of a slowly growing ecclesiastical machine organization that's going to ask for dictatorial powers and bring pressure on presidents and everybody else. We're facing that way, and we're going more rapidly than some of you know. Now, Lord, help us to render to Caesar the things of the Caesars, to be good American citizens. Help us to render to God the things of the gods. And help us to preserve for our children what our forefathers handed down to us, religious liberty, freedom of speech, and the blessed things we enjoy. We pray this prayer in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.